It's Friday, June the 18th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello. Continue to discuss sin today. Another result of our sins which affects our relationship with God is guilt. This word needs careful explanation, for in today's world, the usual meaning of the term is guilt feelings, or the subjective aspect of guilt. These feelings are often thought of as irrational, and indeed, sometimes they are. That is, a person may not have done anything objectively wrong so as to be deserving of punishment, but nonetheless may have these feelings. What we're referring to here, however, is the objective state of having violated God's intention for humankind and thus being liable to punishment. It is this aspect of guilt that deserves our attention. When it comes to guilt, we mean that the sinner has violated God's law and is therefore liable to God's punishment. God is the Almighty, Eternal One, the only independent or non-contingent reality. Everything that is has derived its existence from Him. And humans, the highest of all of the creatures, have the gifts of life and personhood only because of God's goodness and graciousness. As the Master, God has placed us in charge of the creation and commanded us to rule over it. As the Master and gracious giver of all that is good, He requires our worship and obedience. But we have failed to do God's bidding. Entrusted with the wealth of the creation, humans have used it for their own purposes, like an employee who embezzles from his or her employer. We have failed to treat with much due respect the highest of all beings. Whenever the creature deprives the Creator of what is rightfully His, the balance is upset, for God is not being honored and obeyed as He should be. Therefore, sin and the sinner deserve and even need to be punished. Thus, being deserving of God's punishment is another result of our sin. Is God's punishment of sinners remedial, intended to correct the sinner? Is it deterrent, a pointing out of the consequences to which sin leads, and hence a warning to others against wrongdoing? Or is it retributive, designed simply to give sinners what they deserve, a punitive action? There is today a rather widespread feeling of opposition to the idea that God's punishment of the sinner is retribution. Retribution is regarded as primitive, cruel, a mark of hostility and vindictiveness, which is singularly inappropriate in a God of love who is a father to His earthly children. Yet despite this feeling, which may reflect a permissive society's conception of what a loving father is, there is definitely a dimension of divine retribution in the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament. Certainly, the death penalty was not intended to be rehabilitative, since it's terminal in nature. Yet in Genesis 9:6 it says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God He made man." That is certainly neither remedial nor deterrent for the one experiencing the punishment. Additionally, the flood wasn't sent to deter anyone from sinning, for the only survivors were the already righteous people. The flood was therefore very retributive. Although less frequently than in the Old Testament, the idea of retributive justice is also found in the New Testament. Here the reference is more to future rather than current judgment. Hebrews 10:30, "For we know Him who said, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' and again, 'The Lord will judge His people.'" While God's punishment of sinners definitely has a retributive character, we should not overlook its other two dimensions or functions. The stoning of Achan and his family was partly retribution for what he had done, but it was also a means of dissuading others from a similar course of conduct. For this reason, the punishment of evildoers was frequently administered publicly, so it could also serve as a deterrent. There is also the disciplinary effect of punishment. Punishment was administered to convince sinners of the error of their ways and to turn them from those ways. Hebrews 12:6, "For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives." Hear the words of Psalm 107:11-13 directed to Israel. "Because they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he humbled their heart with labor. They stumbled and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distress." They rebelled against God, so he humbled their heart with labor. His motive for the discipline was realized when they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. When the hand of God's discipline comes into our lives, the goal is to motivate us to confess our sins and return to him. Is there an area of your life where you are refusing to do that?
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Puccio. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.